welcome to episode 30 of the Freedom Foil podcast. I am one of your hosts, Joe, and I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Mary.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
If you make fun of it, I'm not going to do it.
30.
No, 30, flirty, and thriving.
30.
Do you know where that's from?
Blah, 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 blah.
Do you know what that's from?
No.
I bet you no one knows what that's from.
What is it from?
The movie 13 Going on 30 with Jennifer Garner.
I mean, that was a pretty good movie. It was.
I doubt that most of our audience.
How you say cult classic? How you say...
Is it a cult classic?
I don't know.
It's a classic for sure.
Episode 30. We have arrived, and there are a bunch of pop-ups popping up on my screen on the website that we are on to my left.
I feel like 30 is an accomplishment.
That's huge. And we have been consistently.
You're really setting us up here, Joe.
Going. Knock on wood?
No, but you're just setting us up for just like, when this kid comes...
Yeah, well, we should definitely say that there is no doubt in my mind that we're going to have a few weeks where we're probably...
MIA.
MIA, yeah, at least a few weeks, you know,
maybe
who knows?
We'll probably post an update to the page just like, he's healthy, he's here,
yeah,
we're healthy, happy.
Well, and I definitely feel like probably the most difficult thing is going to be... A crying baby in the background, potentially, that we gotta, you know, attend to, obviously, and I just could see that as becoming a little difficult for getting an hour of our time on the podcast, but we'll definitely still do what we can. This is a lot of fun for us, and we get excited to do these episodes.
Totally. You know? Routine is just gonna flip on its head, and we're just gonna kind of roll with it and
build back better, you know?
Okay. You sound like a build back better.
We're going to... I think that is a political...
Joe Duran for 2024? Is that what we're...
I don't know. Who cares anymore, really? But the episode 30, we are doing Operation Mockingbird.
Which, this sounded familiar, and I was like, oh, we already did this. And then I started reading about it in the articles you sent, and we obviously haven't.
You're probably thinking of MK Ultra, I feel
maybe,
like.
Maybe, I don't know. Well, no, you know what it is? It's like a lot of the other CIA... Sorry, guys. 8 months pregnant. I can't breathe.
She's got that pregnancy out of breath.
I can't breathe even when I'm sitting down. All the other CIA operations that we've done, they reference other operations.
Yeah.
So, like, I think Mockingbird was referenced a bunch of times,
it
probably.
It probably was in MK Ultra because we did that whole little end of program thing, and they could have probably touched on the propaganda of that with Operation Mockingbird.
Yeah.
Which we kind of have one article disproving it and the other article kind of saying what it's about a little bit.
Yeah. Do you want to give the high level?
How about you give the high level?
Oh, cuz
I'm Mr. Doomer Gloomer this morning.
Yeah, he's not sassy. He's just like, I guess I will do the podcast.
Sometimes you just, you know, you
hey,
get in that
it's
mood.
Okay.
But I'm here, you
but
know.
We're getting that energy up and we are gonna talk about So Operation Mockingbird was an alleged CIA project that recruited journalists to write fake stories promoting government ideas while dispelling communist ones. It was an alleged large-scale project undertaken by the CIA beginning in the 1950s in which they recruited American journalists into a propaganda network.
Propaganda network?
Propaganda network. And basically, they just recruited journalists and put them on... a payroll from the CIA and instructed them to write fake stories that promoted the views of the CIA and, you know, what they wanted.
Exactly. And also there's talks, well, I won't get into too far ahead, so we'll stay on the path today.
Yeah.
What's the first thing here that you want to go into in the All That's Interesting article?
Well, I'll just say that I think this is what this sentence means. The funds that they used to put people on a payroll and pay these journalists were kind of covered up by a student cultural organization and magazines.
I was a little confused by that because I did look up the I can't remember exactly what the heck was it called, the student program thing that they were getting money to.
It would make sense that they would need something to, so all, if they were giving all this money to journalists, somebody is going to raise an eyebrow and be like, where's all this money coming from or going to? And they needed some sort of like,
I think that is what they're insinuating. And we can talk when we go over kind of our full beliefs is where I think that money is coming from today. But that at that point, mind you, this is in kind of the Cold War era, so we're talking like 60s into the 80s, that this organization was getting money from the CIA, and they're assuming here in this article, or I should say insinuating, that that's where the journalists are also getting paid, essentially.
So Frank Wisner was the director of the espionage and counterintelligence branch. He spearheaded this organization and was told to concentrate on, quote, propaganda, economic warfare, preventative direct action, including sabotage, anti-sabotage, demolition and evacuation measures, subversion against hostile states, including assistance to underground resistance groups, and support of indigenous anti-communist elements in threatened countries of the free world.
So just to clarify there, he's trying to put out information and propaganda to stop those things from happening.
Yes, I was going to say. Because
they
kind of
say
that
in a weird way, he's trying to do that.
Yeah, and I read all of that, and I don't know what any of it means.
I mean, sabotage, anti-sabotage, demolition, evacuation measures.
Yeah, but like, I don't know what that means. For what?
Well, for communism,
foreign affairs,
essentially for communism.
Oh, so this is the big. This is the big time where it's like, hey, he's a commie.
Yeah, the Cold War. What are you talking
and
about?
So, like, this is also the time when, and you know, this article is quite short, so I am going to go off on little tangents.
Yeah, that's
just
perfect.
Warning you.
That's perfect.
So, this Cold War era was when there was like a lot of like, oh, are you a double agent? Are you a spy?
A lot of spy stuff going on. And this was also the time during the Cold War that the secret elements of the United States government were able to essentially kidnap people and jail them or do whatever else they wanted to do with them.
If they
thought they were a spy? If they thought they were a communist. So you had kind of that going on. And also, coincidentally, the KGB...
Wow, so wait, if you came out and were like, I'm a communist, it's what I believe in, I'm an American citizen, but I am a communist, they could jail you?
Absolutely. Yeah, Whoa. Well, it was at a time where I wouldn't say maybe immediately jail you upon saying that.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail. But because there were people that, you know, were passing out leaflets and other things that were not immediately jailed.
Not leaflets.
Leaflets. And what the hell else are they called? It's a leaflet.
A pamphlet.
It's a leaflet.
What the fuck is a leaflet?
It's the 60s version of a pamphlet.
Hey, here, take this leaflet on communism.
You know what? Now I'm going to have to look up fucking leaflet and see.
Okay, here's another poll for you. Do you call it a pamphlet or a leaflet?
Look, What is a leaflet? Because now it's not giving me anything.
Because it's not a thing.
No.
I know it's a thing. I've heard about
it. Definitely. It's telling me it's software, but I'm telling you it's a leaflet is a handout. Okay, guys, back me up here.
All
right,
write down on your little whiteboard that I got to do a poll.
Just say
leaflet or pamphlet.
Leaflet, pamphlet.
Okay,
no,
it's definitely not. What leaflet reminds me of is like your second grade teacher in the early 2000s passing out leaflets.
Okay. Regardless, they're passing out stuff that wouldn't necessarily land you in jail, but it would almost certainly cause you to be illegally surveillanced by the FBI and the CIA.
For instance, if they have a group of people that they're trying to like get together for communism, usually they're going to go after the leaders. They would probably be jailed before...
Probably.
Like a person just attending a meeting would be.
And there were people that pushed a little too far and absolutely did get hauled away to jail for being a quote-unquote communist. But it's a great idea to be able to kind of shield the fact that you're just simply arresting citizens that have not committed
a
crime.
Or it's also a very good cover-up to just be able to survey anyone you want.
Exactly. Yeah, and
literally
get any information
you want
and not abide by the Constitution at all. Because the Constitution...
Here's another tangent for you and a little thought starter. I wonder how early on it started with the CIA and the government listening in on us.
Probably the 40s, because that's
whenever
when the CIA was created back
well,
in
the 40s. Well, but I mean, was there someone even before that? When was the telephone invented?
Well, I don't know if there... I mean, how far back do you want to go here? I wonder when a rock was primarily used as a form of government.
No, I'm just saying, what would they have used in the 40s, say, when the CIA was...
I think wiretapping probably went back a good bit.
A phone?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, probably a good bit. And then, you know, also, we didn't live in a authoritarian shithole that far back
but
either.
But, like, what do you do when someone... Because, like, nowadays, your cell phone's constantly in your pocket or you have it with you.
Yeah.
Home phones, you're not carrying that around with
no,
you.
Was,
how did they tap people
in
theirs?
It was a lot harder to figure that stuff out at that time.
So interesting. You
know, we're getting into an age of technology here in the 40s, 50s, and 60s where the government is understanding and realizing the ability to spy on its own citizens. And that's...
For your good... Like, they're gonna portray it if they ever would get caught or whatever, that we're doing
for your safety.
Safety.
Yeah. And well, and that's exactly what the KGB is saying they're doing it for in Russia, because they were essentially... with Operation Mockingbird having a similar situation where they were paying off, Moscow was paying off news media outlets in Europe to spread their propaganda. And they were arresting capitalists and other things and torturing them just like the CIA was doing
that here. Well, I was just
going to
say, it says in this article as well that journalists that were, you know, paid via Operation Mockingbird were reportedly blackmailed and threatened into the network.
Yeah.
So basically, if you were, you know, if you worked for a large newspaper, say New York Times, Washington Post, what I mean, I can't think of a third, but you were basically like, you're going to do this.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice.
If you were a high up reporter.
And also, we have to point out how important the communication outlet of the newspaper was back then.
Yeah.
It was radio, maybe, and newspaper.
It was. Yeah.
That was it.
And, well, getting into the 60s, we're starting to get, of course, television news.
Well, sure. But I'm saying if this says, it says it was undertaken by the CIA beginning in the 1950s.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's like your consumption of news really did come from newspaper most of the time.
It did. And we should also mention that this is now, as we see, kind of a massive switch with Operation Mockingbird in the 50s and 60s from, you know, when real journalism is starting to now switch into just primarily government propaganda on all sides of everything,
right. And should we talk about when it got exposed?
Yeah.
So the Ramparts magazine exposed the covert operation in 1967 when it reported that the National Student Association...
That's what it was.
Right. The National Student Association received funding from the CIA.
Yeah.
And then a 1977 article in Rolling Stone written by Carl Bernstein was titled The CIA and the Media. Bernstein said in the article that the CIA has secretly bankrolled numerous foreign press services, periodicals, and newspapers, both English and foreign language, which provided excellent cover for CIA operatives.
Yep. And we should mention there that this is the primary stance that the CIA is going to consistently take throughout the accusations of Operation Mockingbird, which is that they were only utilizing foreign and domestic press to cover up the movements of individual CIA operatives to ensure their safety, essentially.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we only would put a misinformation bit of a story out to protect a CIA operative currently in country
or whatever else.
Or
to get more information from a foreign entity.
Right, for a mission.
For our mission, for our national security, whatever it is.
Right, once again, roping it back to the security. We're doing it for your safety.
It's like that was their go-to, and that was an easy fallback for them, no matter what, is, well, what we're doing doesn't matter. You've put us here in place as a government operation, as an organization to protect you. And that's what we're doing. So just back off. And, you know, back in the day, I'm sure a lot of people didn't want to ruffle the feathers of government organizations. They didn't want to be seen as anti
well, there was still U.S. government. There was still trust. Well, there was still a
there
patriotic
was still trust,
trust.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, because it was so bad to be a communist and it was so, obviously it's not good, but I'm saying, like, people probably tried so hard to be the complete opposite of that that they were like, why would you even question the government?
Right.
I'm sure that was like the thought process of a lot of people, because if you were a conspiracy theorist, you were probably automatically thought of as a communist, when in reality you were probably like, wait a minute, this just doesn't add up.
Right. And now you've probably written about this later on, but I do feel that it's important to tell this now, because anybody that really knows about this topic is probably like questioning, well, hey, wait a second, wasn't Operation Mockingbird more specifically about wiretapping to journalists, like on record?
Yeah.
That's what the name Operation Mockingbird is for. You would be correct. When the Family Jewels 700 pages of essentially corruption out of the CIA in the 70s got put out, there was a reference to Operation Mockingbird in regards to wiretapping to journalists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's essentially where the story stops.
Stops
as far as on record.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So this, although Operation Mockingbird does not talk about all of this, this is essentially the assumptions of this larger plan by the CIA to essentially put out propaganda in the United States. So
via wiretapping, via paying them, via threatening them.
Right.
So there's a lot of like layers to it.
Exactly. So we're essentially diving into those layers of what is probably a larger operation of Mockingbird.
Sure.
Or essentially like a subcategory of it. We're just kind of using Mockingbird as the overall
name,
you know, in regards to it.
But of course, just like any CIA operation, there's so many pieces to it.
Oh my God.
So many pieces.
Yeah.
But I did want to jump up. I'm sorry to do this, but to the wiki page just really quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this author, Deborah Davis, wrote this book called Catherine the Great. So this book was about Catherine Graham, who was the owner of the Washington Post. It talked about in the book, she is quoted saying that she received money from Moscow and controlled reporters on every major newspaper in Europe, disseminating stories that promoted the communist cause. So I thought that was interesting. So this owner of the Washington Post was quoted saying that she was the one that got paid by Moscow, though, and was like, it was almost like a reverse Mockingbird situation.
Well, what they're saying here is that the Prague-based International Organization of Journalists receive money. So they're not saying that Catherine Graham received the money. They're saying Catherine Graham, owner of the Washington Post, that the CIA ran an Operation Mockingbird during this time, writing that the Prague-based International Organization of Journalists received money from Moscow and controlled reporters on every major newspaper in Europe, disseminating stories that promoted the communist cause.
Oh, so you're saying that Catherine Graham was just quoted explaining that, like, this was also happening.
They're saying here that Operation Mockingbird was created in response to that.
Got it.
Which is so annoying, because that is the Cold War.
Right.
It is the KGB saying, we're doing this because the CIA, you know, is doing it first, and we need to make sure everything is safe, so therefore we're going to do this for communism. And then it's the CIA and the FBI saying, well, the communists did this first, and the KGB did this first.
So we're just doing this in
response, we need to do it harder and better. And we need to, you know, unfortunately, do this to you guys as United States citizens. But hey, it's because they're doing it. And we need to figure out why they're doing it. So therefore, we need to get rid of your rights.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I wasn't able to. Yeah,
go ahead.
No, no.
Go. I was just going to say, and this just, it just falls into this thing where it's like CIA pushes this and pushes this and pushes this, and it's just excuse after excuse and cover up after cover up that people just eventually lay down and are like, yep, no problem.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Oh, they're doing it. So yeah, I mean, I get it. You guys got to, you know, totally just smoke our rights for eternity.
Well, I mean, these days it's like our phones are literally telling us that they're recording us now.
Yeah.
They literally tell us they are recording us, and we're just like, yeah, whatever.
Exactly. And I think personally, so this is a conspiracy theory that may be out there, may not be, but it's one that I kind of came up with in my mind, completely void of any outside interference, and I couldn't find anything when I tried to research this for a topic, but is that the Cold War essentially was a fabricated war.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was first of all, it's a war over decades that we didn't fire a shot, essentially.
Right.
The only times that on record, allegedly, we may have fired a shot is clandestine operations with the CIA and the KGB, where they are telling us, hey, the KGB fired a shot, or we fired a shot during a sketchy assassination, or whatever. And what we got from that war as United States citizens is essentially the total and complete destruction of our fundamental rights in this country.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we received from mm-hmm. that war. And coincidentally, the government receives more money, more power for decades on end, and then it just poof is over when everything is done and gone.
And
as far
along,
as our rights.
All along, they're building trust with most of the American citizens
yeah.
saying, oh, they're protecting us.
As the
us.
Heroes.
Yeah.
As the heroes.
Yeah.
How are you heroes? How are you? You're operating, pumping LSD into citizens because the KGB is doing it. You're pushing out propaganda. Whether Operation Mockingbird is correct or not, we have verified proof that MKUltra was pushing out propaganda in mainstream media regardless of Operation Mockingbird.
Well,
they were doing it.
This is a good segue into the reports that came out that I was talking about in like Rolling Stone and Ramparts Magazine. These reports led to a series of congressional investigations done in the 1970s under a committee called the Church Committee that was set up by the U.S. Senate. And this Church Committee investigations looked into government operations and potential abuses by the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, and the IRS. In 2007, as Joe mentioned, around 700 pages of the documents from the 1970s were declassified and released by the CIA in a collection called The Family Jewels. The files all surrounded the investigations and scandals pertaining to agency misconduct during the 70s, but there was only one mention of Operation Mockingbird in these files. Convenient. It was revealed that two American journalists were wiretapped for several months.
Right.
Bullshit. So
you're
like,
so annoying.
It's like, okay, we'll throw you a bone in these 700 pages. We'll mention it once just to get you to think like, oh, it's real.
Well, and the stupidest part about the Family Jewels, one is the name that they continually come up with. It's almost just taunting.
Oh,
at
they
this
called
point.
It that?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. Which, you know, whatever. But on top of that, the only like, they literally just skim right over what we saw with the CIA and don't go into it in depth at all. Don't go into the detail. They essentially tell you like, yeah, there was some illegal wiretaps. Yeah, you know, maybe one citizen got, you know, agreed to do a study where there was LSD and maybe they didn't really know. And therefore, you know, hey, are bad. Like, they do not go into in-depth what you can find out there, the full in-depth operations that the CIA did and still does in the United States to this day. You know, and not to get on a tangent, but it's so ironic to me that in that paragraph, the Church Committee investigations looked into government operations and potential abuses by the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, and the IRS. This is typical for the United States government and why our system does not work in our favor, right? Because essentially, everyone calls them out and they're like, hey, this is illegal. What is going on here? And the U.S. government, the U.S. Senate in this case, is like, well, we'll throw a committee together and we'll figure out potential abuses. Potential abuses, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, and the IRS as existing is an abuse of our rights. As being an agency is against the law. but against also, the Constitution.
The thing that kills me about all these investigations are it's just another branch of government doing the investigation that's controlled
exactly.
by the people they're investigating.
Right. It's a complete joke. Like, you have to be a complete fucking moron, quite frankly.
No.
It's true. To sit here
this
and
is
believe.
What guys, this is what happens when I let him go. He very quickly just revs himself up.
No.
And he gets so pissy.
And here's the thing. Okay.
You can hear it in his voice.
Okay, I will pull it back. You have to be...
You literally just said, you have to be a complete fucking moron.
You have to be not the smartest person out there, okay, to see that in the news or to see that out and be like, thank God, you know, thank God they're doing something about this. Yeah. And you know what? Look, the CIA... wrote a new mission
but
statement
you have to, be,
to not do that
I'll
anymore.
Challenge you on that because you have to be a little less, like, okay, for instance, what were your beliefs 10 years ago? What were your beliefs 15 years ago?
I was
ago?
A fucking moron,
okay,
like I said
what
in the
I'm
in
saying
the beginning
is,
of the
I
thing.
Know, but you weren't a moron. You just had a different stage of life where you just didn't know as much. You didn't have enough information and you didn't look into this stuff enough.
That's
that doesn't
true.
Make you a moron.
That's
what I'm
true.
Saying is the problem is like 99% of the country is like that. It's like me. I mean, God, I didn't start looking into this stuff until we started the podcast.
That's
and
true.
And it's not that I like thought the government was great, but I just was kind of like doing my own thing. I didn't really pay attention to it. And that's the problem is that people don't pay attention to it because I don't know. I don't know why they don't pay attention to it. I know why I didn't, because I just didn't care enough. And I don't know. I truly don't know. This is going to sound terrible, but if we didn't do this podcast, I still don't think I would care enough to look into this stuff.
We're
because
too
I
comfortable.
Feel I don't
That's
have.
What it is.
It's too comfortable, but it's also at the point where now I have looked into this stuff and it goes so beyond anything I could ever do. I know that's a terrible attitude to have, but it's like, what am I supposed to do?
Well, and unfortunately,
as one citizen, what am I supposed to do?
Unfortunately, as you're supposed to start a podcast and spread the truth.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately, you know, as you dig deeper into the conspiracies and deeper, and especially the government-related conspiracies, which I know you guys love these Operation episodes. We can see it by how much you listen to them over the other ones. It makes you so jaded. You know, that's why I get so revved up. That's why I get so revved up and so angry, because it's like you're left like, holy shit. You know, if this is true, what is the answer? What is the, you know, what is, what do you do?
That's where the black hole gets way too out of hand.
It's a slippery slope.
Where it then affects your life. Your view on everything in life then becomes jaded, and you think
I won't lie. That's where
I'm
at.
You
that is where I'm at.
I'm trying to pull you out of that, because that's not a way to live your life either, right? It's not to look at the world through jaded eyes. Every single thing that happens is depressing.
It
I mean
is.
That's extremely depressing, and you have to understand that, like. I just was talking about, what do I do as a citizen? Well, I still have control over my own life.
Yeah.
And I have control over what I do, like vote to not vote, who I vote for, like whatever, however you believe in that system. What else? I mean, there's just what media I consume. Like, you and I don't watch the news.
Or not consume.
That's what I'm saying. So you and I don't watch the news. There are a lot of people out there that have the news on 24/7, whether it's Fox or CNN, both ends
Doesn't
of the spectrum.
Matter. Yeah.
They'll have the news on 24/7. That is something I can control. I can control that by not consuming it. And
yeah.
I don't. And
yeah.
I'm happier for it.
Yeah.
After the pandemic happened, I really pulled back on that, because it's just not, it wasn't something that I think helped my life. And if there was something really going on, like, that's the argument a lot of people have, is like, well, how do you know what's going on? Why do I need...
Somehow we're more informed than most people.
And not to mention, if something's really going down, I will find out about it. I will find out about it.
I do think, you know, with all the COVID craziness, that is the time that you started to see a lot more people getting uncomfortable. And you started to see kind of this massive exodus from... like not knowing what's going on all the time. You started to see a lot more regular everyday people questioning
or
the
being
narrative.
Like, hey, wait a minute. So last month you guys talked about, meaning when I say they or you, I mean the news organizations.
Yeah.
You said this. And now even 3 weeks later, 2 weeks later, now you're saying this.
People are calling them on their bullshit.
It's not even calling them on it. It's realizing that, oh my gosh. And then the hard part about that is, though, is making them understand that they've been doing it the whole time.
Yeah.
Even pre-pandemic. It's been going on forever.
Yeah.
The media just puts shit out there because they need something to fill their newsreel. They don't have, like...
Well, and I do feel that a lot of people out there have a breaking point. And what that breaking point, what I mean by that is their point of stopping, breaking the research and
yes.
kind of creating a pause because they do not want to fathom if that is a reality. Like,
right.
if all news media, bringing it back to Operation Mockingbird, is one big propaganda funnel by the government. It doesn't matter what side. It doesn't matter Republican or Democrat.
It's all they're playing the same game, guys.
Right. That is the breaking point for a lot of people because, breaking it up there a little bit, because that leads to other things for that person. If that's all one big propaganda cycle, their mind then goes to, well, wait a second, why are they both saying the same little bits and bobs of propaganda? When you really just back up from the whole thing,
yeah.
Well, wait, are they both the same side? Well, wait, who am I voting for?
And that's
why would
just
voting
it.
Matter
it's
at that
really,
point?
It's really, really difficult to... Okay, so you're either like completely in it and you're watching the news every day and you're believing it and you're trusting in it.
Yeah.
Or you're on the other end of the spectrum where you're at, where it's like, I'm jaded about everything. Nothing. I don't trust anybody or anything. I am questioning everything.
We live in a dystopia.
Or you could be, and I'm not saying I'm in a good state because I still think I get caught up in this bullshit still too. But I mean, I feel like I've struck a decent balance in my own
you
life.
You have. You really
where
have.
You know, our son is on the way. I don't want to, how do I put this? I don't want to feed him, you know, jaded
fear.
Shit and fear his whole life when he's a kid.
Yeah.
I don't want this kid to grow up and be like.
Well, I think that's the important thing in life right now. And if you are looking for a solution to the problem, it's to have children and raise them strong and raise them
and let
right
them come to their own conclusions
and give them the ability to go into life and kind of kick life's ass and to be a good person.
All
you know
can
what
do
I mean?
Is guide them. But if your kid sits there and hears you say all these jaded things and talk about how...
Or vice versa, feed into
yeah, yeah,
the
exactly.
bullshit.
Or if they hear the news on 24/7 in the background, those are going to have... Both of those scenarios are going to have effects on that child and that person that then grows up.
Right.
Whereas it's the same thing as a religion in my eyes. If you let them kind of decide on their own what they want to do and you just kind of guide them through life... You create a decent human being that's going to go out and do their own research and going to figure out life on their own.
Yeah.
And you're not going to have them predisposed to, well, my dad said that I never, ever, ever want that to happen.
Yeah.
I just don't want that to happen because that makes them not their own little person. That makes them you.
Yeah.
And what if they don't want to, what if they don't believe in that? What if, you know, I don't know. I could go on and on, but
well,
I will
bring
it back.
Yeah, bring it back to Operation
Mockingbird. I'm bringing it back to Operation Mockingbird, but real quick, just to wrap up that point, is what I'm saying, Operation Mockingbird has an effect on us to this day, and it affects everything.
Yeah.
Our families, our children, us.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought this was interesting, and I'm jumping around again. I'm going
that's
to
okay.
the opposing article, the
yeah,
James Slate
article. Yeah,
that's
fine. We're kind of done with all that's interesting. There was only like two paragraphs left.
Right. Cool pictures, though, so I'll post those on stories. Wait till you see. They're pretty cool. All that's interesting always has good stuff. Anyway.
We don't have affiliations with them, by the way.
Oh,
we
wow.
always speak so highly of them. They're not, like, sponsoring us or anything
like that.
We also
speak of Wiki.
Say.
We usually start every episode off of a
that's
Wiki
true.
Page.
Also, no affiliations with Wikipedia.
We have no affiliations with anybody, guys.
Common
so any-
side effects may include heartburn, indigestion, diarrhea, death,
upsets.
Bloody diarrhea, and death.
No, my favorite is when you hear those commercials and they're like, if you're allergic, let's say, to Zyrtec, then don't take Zyrtec.
You may
oh.
die if you're allergic to Zyrtec. You will only
how
know,
do you know
by
if
taking
you're-
Zyrtec.
Yeah, how do you know if you're allergic?
And the person's just smiling on a swing in the background.
Swinging their grandkids around, making pancakes.
This migraine medication may cause migraines as a side effect.
But I thought this was interesting. When all of this was kind of coming out or in the thick of it, former CIA director William Colby, our freaking worst enemy, we hate this guy, right? He stated the following about Operation Mockingbird. He says, this is going to be so frustrating to hear. The CIA will undertake no activity in which there is a risk of influencing domestic public opinion, either directly or indirectly. The agency will continue to hold on, my headphones are falling off. Okay, there we go.
Your headphones are like, all right, I'm going to head out when he started talking like that.
The agency will continue its prohibition against placement of material in the American media. In certain instances, usually where the initiative is on the part of the media, CIA will occasionally provide factual, non-attributable briefings to various elements of the media, but only in cases where we are sure that the senior editorial staff is aware of the source of the information provided. Oh my God, what a crock of shit. Let's break that down, shall we?
So literally, to sum that up in layman's terms, the CIA got a slap on the wrist for this one, and the director of the CIA comes out and is like, hey, just a heads up, we won't do that anymore.
No, it's not even that. They're not even admitting that they did anything. They're just saying, we would never, never do anything to directly or indirectly influence public opinion,
even though they've done it on
and
record.
The only time we would is when we're providing like facts to news publications that already know that we're providing these things.
Bullshit. MK Ultra with their little ending program thing. I mean, that's verifiable proof.
Oh, and then he says this is his next sentence. Quote, as a general policy, the agency will not make any clandestine use of staff employees of U.S. publications which have substantial impact or influence on public opinion. This limitation includes cover use and any other activities which might be directed by the CIA. It's just a bold-faced freaking lie. And that's a bold-faced lie, even based on the 700 pages that were released and that little tidbit that they gave us about Operation Mockingbird, because they admitted in that little tidbit that there was at the very minimum two wiretap journalists and that there was an Operation Mockingbird. So he just fully bold-faced lies.
Yeah,
it's just unbelievable.
It's essentially the same as if I was the owner of a small business, let's say, and the small business was committing many crimes across the board, whatever you want to say those crimes are, but they're pretty nefarious and they're pretty bad.
Ooh, good word.
And instead of being arrested, right, instead of getting hauled off to jail, as our country is kind of, you know, hey, that's our laws, right? That's what happens. I just come out to the public and I'm like, hey, you know, we didn't do that, but just a heads up, if we did, we won't do anything like that in the future. So we're good to go. And then I was left to just continue running the business for five decades.
Right.
Like, how is that?
It's absolutely
not a double
ludicrous.
Standard.
It's
how is that not a double standard?
Ridiculous that this William Colby had the balls to just come out and be like, I mean, my God, what a statement. I mean, you're just completely throwing everything off. And like, I would love to see if they did a poll back then, the public opinion of William Colby, the director of the CIA, like how the American people felt about
it. Well, and I love it too, because it's like, there's your answer. There's your like vote harder answer. The way that the system is saying it's designed is, hey, we looked into this and here's our answer. You know, we slapped the wrist of the CIA. So there you go, guys. You know,
well,
great,
and that's just
great, great work.
On February 11th, 1976, the CIA announced new guidelines governing its relationship with the U.S. media organizations. The public statement that the CIA issued expressed a policy of even greater restraint.
Right.
So wait, again, you're going to have the balls, William Colby, to come out and say, we never did this, but then there's a policy instated that has to restrain you from interacting with U.S. publications? Well, for what then?
Well, and on top of that, again, if you want to like actually solve the problem, the CIA would no longer be in existence. You would disband the CIA.
Yeah, exactly.
Get rid of it entirely. and then you would not have a problem anymore. If the U.S. Senate did that, I would say, man, dude, our system really works as it's designed. Here's an agency that has broken the law, that has broken their oath to the United States Constitution, that really, quite frankly, no longer swears an oath to the United States Constitution. They're not swearing an oath.
They're working for the people. They're working against the people.
They're not supposed to be swearing an oath for your safety. They're swearing an oath to the United States Constitution, which therein protects the United States citizens. The United States Constitution is there to put a leash on government, to stop government from getting too large. And if you take that perspective as a whole and you look at these federal agencies, the federal government getting larger and getting more control over its citizens, like the CIA, like the NSA, like the FBI, they are not swearing an oath to a damn thing with the Constitution, because them being in existence is breaking the Constitution. That's my argument.
It's just, it's frustrating to understand, and even going back to, like, you know, your cell phone recording you and all that stuff. And even back then it was like, oh, no, it's not. No, it's not. And now they're fully coming out, not the CIA, but I'm just saying, like, whoever came out and was like Apple, I guess, was like, we're recording you fully. Yeah. And this is how you can tell. There's a little orange dot at the top of your phone screen, and that's when we're recording you. It's like, it's so frustrating, but it's like, what do you do? What do you do? You don't use a cell phone? I mean, what do you do?
And on top of that, to really tie it back into what I found was interesting in
this. Put your phone in the microwave, I guess.
Put that thing back where it came from, Marcel. Help me. We got a 2319. So when it comes to these articles, right, we have this article that we're reading from Slate, basically James Slate, or no, it's medium.com. James Slate is the author of the article. And it's kind of ironic because in his description here, he says, I defend America and its foreign policy from a liberal perspective. So I don't know if he's insinuating that he's defending it from a liberal perspective, like from liberals, or if he's defending it coming from
a liberal
perspective. Either one could be possible. But regardless, you have people essentially not for Operation Mockingbird and against, but it's kind of coming at it from this different perspective. So Operation Mockingbird hit big with QAnon. And QAnon is essentially a version of conspiracy theories, if you will, that is very much Republican conservative backed. I love the QAnon stuff because without a doubt, it will be shared with me as in this like big, like, I know what's going on.
And one more court case. Guys.
One more court case. So the QAnon is Trump's big conspiracy, and it's one big misinformation pot that I believe is designed by the CIA for further disinformation. So
misinformation.
Misinformation, right. And they're essentially saying that Operation Mockingbird is false news, right? Fake news. It's fake news about Trump. Right. So Trump is the hero and Operation Mockingbird is fake news. And that's what this is. Right. So that's their stance. The liberal stance is coming at it from the opposite perspective. And they are saying, hey, Operation Mockingbird was spreading all this misinformation about communism. Communism is actually great. And they were falsely putting out information about communism.
And there's
right?
all these people in the middle that are just like,
you're
what
both
is
idiots.
Going on?
So now, essentially, this is what the government does. This is what the CIA does. They put out purposeful misinformation, right? Here's your tall tale sign with misinformation. If the conspiracy theory still leads you back to your political party is right, it is false information put out by the government to make you stupid.
They're all on the same team,
exactly.
People. They are all on the same team operating in the same way.
Right.
And the thing is, they're all operating to then get people to oppose each other.
Exactly.
And to fight and to get people pissed off and to and to separate segregate, not segregate, but like
they're supposed to destabilize the nation further, divide us, because when we are divided, we are weak,
easier to control.
And it still gives you the hope that your team will win, yeah. Right? If your team gets in, we're good. And that's from both sides. So if you want to look up a legitimate conspiracy theory and you have one that looks at all of the government in a negative
objectively,
that is probably the theory they don't want you to see.
And that's the thing too, is like going into any of these researching bits, is you always have to look at these, because right now Joe presented us three articles for this episode. One was a complete opposition of the point, meaning it didn't happen, it wasn't real, here's why. There's another article that, oh no, it's real because of X, Y, and Z. And then there's the wiki page where it basically was like discounting it, but giving you the facts. So it's important to not just go to Fox News and say, well, what are they saying about it?
Exactly.
And to really look at it from, you know, that like 360 view of, okay, what is all the information? And then what do I think?
Well, that's exactly it. They're doing this to hide the one truth. And you need to look for what that one truth is.
Lizards.
And yes, exactly. The one truth is probably that the CIA, because there's no factual, like the 100%.
You sounded so intense. You were like, the one truth is maybe, possibly going to be.
Let's just say it, right? The one truth is that the United States government, the federal government, these agencies are pushing out propaganda.
Yeah, no shit.
Now, the problem is that it's all as a whole. It is to misinform everyone.
Yeah.
And it gets you so going when you're on that one team and you're like, oh man, the CIA is just trying to put out fake news on Trump. Oh my God, he's coming back.
If only they weren't so against him, like, he could really do it.
Or on the opposite side of that spectrum of, oh, communism is exactly what we need, and they just hated communism because it wasn't done right.
I was going to say something about Joe Biden, but I mean, even if you're a liberal at this point, stand up for Joe Biden.
They kind of missed the swing on that one. It was
It's all the same shit. They're on the, yeah. You know, I keep going back to this visual, and I don't think this is really happening, but I'm just saying, I think it's a good visual to kind of think about, is that politicians come out and they're so opposed to each other, and all these news articles come out and they're fighting and blah, blah, blah. And Hillary Clinton hates Trump, and Trump hates Biden, and Biden hates this person. And then in the background, they're just all having big parties all the time,
exactly.
Shaking hands, hanging out, because they are,
yeah.
they are fueling, like they are living. They make a living off of us being divided, and they make a living off of us getting super, super into one side or the other. Those politicians have like no power if we're all objectively looking at things and saying, let me look at this from not because just because I'm conservative or liberal. Let me look at this because I want to be a smart United States citizen, and I want to make smart decisions for me, my family, whatever.
Right.
They have no power then. But if you're like gung-ho one side or the other, you're just feeding their paychecks at this point.
And on top of that, that is their biggest fear. Their biggest fear is everyone unifying and understanding the one main enemy as the federal government as a whole, as the too large of a federal government as a whole.
Well,
right?
That's just it. It's like I don't think I want to say my belief is not obviously that government is bad, but when it gets to a scale as it is, and when it gets so involved in your everyday life and you're not completely aware of everything they're doing, and it's starting to separate people. I mean, we're at a point in the United States government history where it's like, it's so divided and it's so involved in your everyday life, and they're just controlling everything, that it is bad. But I don't think, I don't think government as a rule is bad, because I think an ungoverned world is just as bad.
Well, and unfortunately, there is no voting your way out of this situation.
No.
Because voting is essentially you're feeding into, I've said this in my live streams before on YouTube, you're playing their game and you're abiding by the rules that they put out that they do not follow.
Right.
So you're just running around like a chicken with its head cut off in a circle and just still trying to be like, well, I need to play by the rules because that's what they said. Well, who set the rules?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the people that don't follow the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you, you know, how does that make sense? That, well, I'll just keep doing the rules. I'll just keep make sure I keep doing more and more as they continue to make new rules and don't follow any of the rules on the books.
Yeah.
So, you know, to loop it back into our final
What's your final, like, well,
yeah.
I feel like we kind of went over our final thoughts, but, like, personally,
well, yeah, what
go
do
ahead.
You got? Because I've been going on a tangent.
I was
what
just
going
to say my personal belief in Operation Mockingbird is that it is very much real. I think it started probably, like you said, at the inception of the CIA with wiretapping and things like that. Maybe it wasn't called Operation Mockingbird right at the inception. But I do believe that the CIA and the federal government have a handle on U.S. publications. I do not think that they operate independently. And I think they are completely influenced by money, by whatever propaganda, whoever wants to put out. You can see that with the pandemic that, you know, certain, I won't even name any names, but certain donors to, you know, certain news organizations are going to influence stories about the pandemic. Of course
right.
they are. So it's, you know, it's again, follow the money, but this is completely happening. You are recorded every day, every minute. If you have an iPhone, if you have Samsung, if you have any sort of device in your home, you have to come to the grips with you are being recorded for whatever reason. And the federal government is 100% manipulating the news to get what it wants. And what it's getting is a divided country, the most divided country I think the United States history has ever seen. Well,
yeah.
I mean, that's not true, but
Well, it is Confederates, true.
And the, you know, back in
starting a civil war.
Yeah,
yeah, that
that's
could be
a little much.
Divided.
But I'm just saying in terms of divided by like people are so angry these days. I've never felt this feeling of just you do. You feel like you're walking on eggshells every day when you meet someone new because you're like, oh, shit, are they? Where are they?
Yeah.
Because there's this whole spectrum and it's like back, I just feel like when Joe and I were kids, like in the early 2000s, it just wasn't as do or die. It wasn't as like, I can't be, I mean, people are ruining friendships of 30 plus years. People are, you know, getting in public physical fights that would never have, I mean, I'm seeing people that I know personally, like they, when they talk, I'm just like, oh my, you sound insane because they're
yeah.
so wrapped up in it and they're just so
and they're spouting the same thing as the opposing side that they think they're so
right.
dissimilar from and they're
right.
really exactly the same.
And I think that's like, you know, I always just try to approach it with like, you know, believe what you want to believe. I'm not going to try to convince you because me trying to convince you is just as bad as having a fight. Like,
yeah.
it's never going to work. And if you want to believe that, that's fine. Just let me believe what I want to believe.
Yeah. As far as my final points, I think...
Just like, and now for me.
And I do completely agree with Mary on this one. Whether it is actually called Operation Mockingbird or it's just the fact that they're doing it, other some other unknown name operation, they are doing it. And I would say in modern times, it would fall under BlackRock and all of the other massive, mega, billion-dollar corporations.
Billion-dollar
corporations that are owning multiple percentages of shares of these major media outlets and are feeding them the stories.
Mm-hmm.
I think the CIA and NSA and secret hands of the government are very smart into not putting themselves under the spotlight, paying massive corporations to then funnel the money through them into the media to control the narrative of today.
And what a great place to control is in the media, because the media, the natural nature of the media is they want views. They want you to watch. They're not going to put boring shit out. They're not going to put happy stuff out. They're going to put very intense, horrible, horrible stories that catch your attention. Yeah. And they're going to, and if they don't have really intense, horrible stories to put out at face value, they're going to amplify a story 10 times the weight of it, if you will. And they're going to just go for it.
And always, who is the enemy? The enemy is your...
Joe, oh my God.
What?
You can't do that.
What?
Who is the enemy?
No, I'm saying that's what the news is saying.
What I was going to say
is, and always, who is the enemy? The enemy is not the government that the news is telling, hey, they're doing this wrong, they're doing that wrong, they're too big. The enemy is your fellow citizen.
Yeah.
That is the enemy. That's who you need to be angry at. The liberals. The liberals are the conservatives. That's the enemy.
Well, the pandemic was a great example of this. Is like we were separated. We were divided from the very beginning to say that whoever's not getting this, you know, insert word here, that they're going to give it to you.
Exactly.
So they're turning, they're pinning against division. Each other. It's division. It's divided. Going back, I thought you were saying, and to wrap it up, who's the enemy, guys? Remember? I thought you were just going to be like, the government.
No. I'm saying that's what the media is saying. So that, I think, wraps up Operation Mockingbird. If all goes well, we are on schedule to do tomorrow our Hidden Histories episode. So I already
Which,
see
if you
Mary
don't remember,
backing out. And
if you don't remember, Hidden Histories is once we've reached like the
10th episode.
So we did one at 10, 20, and now we're at 30. So we're doing a bonus episode this week about, what's the official name of it?
Let's just say the Killdozer.
Oh, okay.
But that's not really the official name of what happened.
But that's like the conspiracy.
That's the meme version of the event.
Yeah, so hopefully we can get that done for you guys and get that out.
I did not get my donut today, so I'm planning on doing it so I can get my donut.
Because
so I can get my donut tomorrow.
I'm gonna get my donut tomorrow.
So maybe, who knows? Maybe we'll get an extra donut.
I did get a donut today, and the way our microphone muffler, whatever things are muffler, whatever it's called, it's like this big circular piece of fabric that goes in front of the
microwave.
The microphone. It's just been just pushing back this breath of mine that smells like a chocolate donut. So
yummy.
With that, enjoy your day.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. As always, we have links down in the description where you can educate yourselves, which we always recommend, and stay tuned for more great content coming soon.